When we pay attention to our longing and allow questions about our longing to strip away the outer layers of self-definition, we are tapping into the deepest dynamic of the spiritual life. The stirring of spiritual desire indicates that God's Spirit is already at work within us, drawing us to Himself. Ruth Haley Barton. Soon after my first book was released in the fall of 2011, I had someone ask me if I thought that was the book I was born to write. Part of me wanted to declare with great certainty, yes, this is what I was made to do. This book is the culmination of my purpose on earth. But I couldn't say that. I believe that book was the book I was born to write for that particular season in my life. 7 years before that book released, I brought twins into the world, revealing God's glory by being a mother. I still do that, by the way. 4 years before that, I learned sign language and revealed God's glory by being an interpreter. I no longer do that at all. Just this morning, I revealed the glory of God in my kitchen, making cookie dough. If history is anything to go on, then one thing I know for sure is the job I do with my hands will change over time. I don't believe there is one great thing I was made to do in this world. I believe there is one great God I was made to glorify. And there will be many ways, even a million little ways, I will declare His glory with my life. God did the work of making the world before sin ever entered the picture. He called His work good. In the case of man and woman, He called it very good. God enjoyed the process of making art, and He delighted in the work of His hands. He then told Adam to cultivate and keep the Garden of Eden, a job requiring labor. It wasn't a punishment or a burden. Work was part of God's original design. As image bearers of God, what does that mean for us? How are we to know what things we should or can pursue? Maybe those things bringing you joy do so because they are one of the many ways in which God wants to declare His glory through you. That's something important to uncover. Desire defined. Throughout your life, you may be able to recall many different endeavors that have brought you great joy. Standing barefoot on an East Coast beach, sun warming your face and your heart, finally learning to ride a bike during the summer before first grade starts, walking down the aisle with the love of your life toward your future and a week-long honeymoon. You may have always had a desire to sing, to teach, to fall in love, but there are other desires that aren't as obvious as these. When you're a kid, you don't want to go to the doctor because doctors give shots. Your bottom line deepest desire? Avoid shots. But when you grow up and are able to think beneath the surface, past the pain and discomfort, you know shots may actually prevent you from getting sick. You may not enjoy the shot, but your deeper desire is to stay healthy. As an adult who is capable of seeing the deeper purpose in the situation, you honestly desire to be healthy. And sometimes, that means shots. As we begin to consider those things that make us come alive, it might be easiest to start from the surface and work our way in. It's easy to know what I desire on the surface: comfort, happiness, and acceptance, to name a few. Those desires are not bad things to want.